Hi everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is another episode of the Government Coins podcast. And today we are joined by the city of Charlotte. We have Stephen and Michelle here from the city of Charlotte to go over the process of doing business with them as a small business and just understanding all of the things that their department offers for businesses as well. So I'm really excited to get into this. I feel like there's so much information from our initial conversation that was shared that is, as we continue to go through
We
this,
continue to continue.
people are going to continue to realize that there's so much to do at the city of Charlotte. But before we kick off, I would love to just let the people know about you individually, how you got started in this space, and just tell us a little bit about yourself. Stephen or Michelle, whichever one you would like to pick up first, let us know. Let's talk about you.
Well, thank you, Shakia, and thank you for the invite. To your podcast here. We're super excited about not only sharing information about the Charlotte Business Inclusion Program, but also how you can get in touch. What I often do, and this is for the listeners, I give my phone number and I say, I want you to call me, and the sooner the better. And that is area code 704 420-0703. And I expect everyone listening to this, if you hear something you like, you want to learn more, definitely reach out to me and we'll get the ball rolling. Again, Stephen Coker, I'm the business inclusion manager for the Charlotte Business Inclusion Program. I've been with the city now for 3.5 years. And coming here, what attracted me to this position was the fact that we have commitment just across the board. From our city leadership, that starts with our city council, and of course, our city manager, Marcus Jones. I've been in this doing this kind of work for almost 20 years. Worked for public, private industry, and I also, a long time ago, had my own minority business enterprise. So I've made it, I would say at this point, my life's work to, I like to say, help create millionaires. But that's a little bit about me.
What an introduction. We appreciate that. And to really see that, that versatility from both sides of the aisle, that's really cool. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle Torres. I am the Business Inclusion Manager for the Charlotte Business Inclusion Office. I have been with the City of Charlotte for a total of 8 years. Prior to joining the Charlotte Business Inclusion Office in April, I was at the Charlotte Airport, which is a department of the City of Charlotte, for about 7 years as the Office of Civil Rights Manager.
Wow, so you've been in this space too. Okay, so you can see we have veterans in here. They've been doing this work, and that explains why their program also has so much to offer. They've seen exactly what businesses need in this space. And I kind of want to go ahead and hop into this question and talk a little bit about your roles as well. So a lot of times we get caught up in the minutiae of, what government does. And honestly, a lot of people really don't know what government does. I know it also depends on which government agencies you're working with as well. But as we talk about titles and roles and positions, can you tell us a little bit about your position and what that entails within the city and the Business Inclusion Department?
Sure. Well, as the business inclusion officer, it's my job to provide overall leadership to the program. And what the city manager and I said, coming up on 4 years ago, we want to be one of the nation's leading program, a best in class relative to supplier diversity, or what some call business inclusion. Michelle and I are very committed to this work. We have a staff of, there's 10 of us, soon to be 11. But not only that, we have about 40 liaisons spread throughout the city departments. And a key component to our work, we like to call it five tiers of what we do: outreach and engagement, absolutely critical to our work, and that's both internal and external. We certify minority small businesses, women businesses. We support them as a conduit to city contracting. And then we have a huge emphasis on reporting and compliance. And then there's the part of what we do in the way of capacity building. We support those firms with becoming better businesses. So that sums up what we do. I'll push it over to Michelle. I know she does a lot in the in her responsibilities.
Yeah, so I think Stephen gave a really good overview of what we do as a program, and just on the back end of implementing all of our five pillars, as we like to call it, is just making sure that our program ideals are pushed forward, that the program is being adhered to, and that we're ensuring that everyone understands the program, understands the requirements. Our job doesn't stop once a contract is signed. We monitor the contract all the way through the life of the contract to make sure our MWSBE vendors are getting paid and they're getting paid on time, mitigating any issues that arise, and just making sure that our MWSBE firms are having a good experience working for the city.
One time for on-time payments. First of all, that's amazing. This being able to track it throughout the life cycle of the contract. So, and Michelle, it was one thing that you mentioned about the program, and I kind of want to talk a little bit about that, is the overall supplier diversity or small business certification side of it. Would you mind talking to us a little bit about what those certification and those programs entail, and are the requirements for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have three specific designations: MBE, which is Minority Business Enterprise; WBE, which is Women Business Enterprise; and SBE, which is Small Business Enterprise. And so to get certified as an SBE, there is a certification process that firms have to go through with our team to get certified as a small business. And then, if you are a minority-owned or women-owned business, the requirement is to first get certified with our state hub office. And then, once that certification has been finalized and you receive the letter that you're a certified firm with NC Hub, then you come to us and you would essentially register with our program. There's another form or two that you fill out, and then you get registered into the system. And in order to qualify to be an MBE or WBE through Charlotte Business Inclusion Program, you must have that certification first, but you also must have a business presence in the state of North Carolina and or York County, South Carolina. To be an SBE firm, we keep it a little more local to the Mecklenburg County and then 12 surrounding counties.
In the SBE program, is that with the city or is it with Mecklenburg? Who manages that program?
So the SBE certification is with the city, and you would be certified through the Charlotte Business Inclusion Program. So our team would be the certifying team for the SBE certification.
Okay, because as you're saying it, I'm grabbing the links and also throwing them on the YouTube page as well. So that way people can actually click on the links and kind of go ahead and get started. That's what we're about. We're about action over here. So super excited about that. The other part of it is, so after you go through that process of obtaining that business certification, or even before that, because Stevie, you mentioned come to me first. Really, just let's figure it out. Let's figure out what needs to happen. When we talked previously, we talked about a little bit of like the training component. Can we get into that? Like all of the training and the outreach that happens with the small businesses?
That's a great question, Shakia. What I would say is we know that no two businesses are the same. And so, to the extent that we can, we want to get to know each and every one of them. We set up so many one-on-one meetings, and in this world, we can do it virtually. We're probably talking to, two or three businesses a day. And what we do is we really take a internal application, be, even before we ask you to complete anything, just to get to know who you are, what you do, your current capacity, and exactly what it is that we can do for you. I say to all businesses, right now we're knocking on the door of 1,600 certified firms, and each one of them have a high desire to contract with the city, but they realistically all won't. But there's so many different things that we can offer in the way of resources, and depending on the type of business they are, as well as their needs, we get really granular in that information and try to guide and be a resource to each and every one of them.
And then we also have to talk a little bit that I kind of missed this on the certification piece, but the set aside opportunity. So there are 1,600 of those businesses that are certified. How does the set aside typically work with the city as well?
Yeah, so we typically call them targeted contracts. So if you hear the word targeted contracts, essentially it's the same thing. But there are opportunities for us for certain projects to target MBE, WBE, SBE firms through the program, where we will release either a project or a portion of the project specific to those firms to either propose or to bid on. And so we have the ability to do that. And then also through certain types of construction projects, we have the ability to target certain construction packages as well.
And I'll add to that. It's so important for us to work with firms of different sizes. Some firms can do a million plus dollar project. Most can't. And so with that in mind, especially as it relate to our service type contractors, we have a threshold of between 10 and $100,000 that we want to provide an opportunity for one of our M's, W's, or SBEs, and we would look to get a quote or a bid on each one of those targeted projects, especially when you hear the word targeted that Michelle talked about.
I like that. A lot of times it's definitely about language. And then when we talk about those construction contracts, I know that you also have a bonding program. Can we talk a little bit about that program as well?
Yeah, let's Michelle, you and I tag team on this. First of all, super excited about it. We call it the Contractor Development Program. Took us about 2.5, almost 3 years to lift this up. Michelle and I were a part of what we call a Tiger Team to explore every component of this to see what we could do to bring this about. It was something that came to one of our council members, Councilmember Mitchell, who said, what can you do to lift up a bonding program? And so we went into our lab, we talked to LIGA, we did a survey to see if this was something that the marketplace wanted. Of course, they did. And it led up to us putting this on the street to get somebody to administer the program, a company called Meriwether and Williams. It's been in place about 6 months, and so far, so good. Yeah. It's working out. We're working out all the kinks and making it improved every day. But so far, this program is the first of its kind in North Carolina. And so we're looking forward to the great results that'll be on the back end. Michelle?
Yeah, we were so excited to launch this program because it really is a game changer for underrepresented firms. One of the biggest hurdles that we kept hearing was always bonding and bonding capacity. And so this program really aims to kind of close that gap. So right now we have over 70 firms that are participating in the program, and that grows every day. And essentially, what the program does, it offers technical assistance and bonding assistance to firms that are certified as MWSBE firms with the city, and firms that are certified as DBE firms through NCDOT. And so there you can come through the program as a firm and just come for the technical assistance portion. We'd had a 5-week bidding academy a few months ago that just graduated. So the technical assistance part is just as important as the bonding capacity part, because you need that technical assistance to support moving to the next step and getting bonding. And so the program assists with obtaining bonds, also increasing bonding capacity, which is really important as well, because we have a lot of firms that are stuck between the 250,000 to 500,000 bonding range that are capable of doing more work, but just can't get over into the next range of bonding. And so, so this program really assists with that. So we're very excited.
I will definitely say, like, you really don't hear a lot about the bonding programs at different levels as well. So to have 70 participants already from a program that just started, that's definitely pretty awesome. And for the technical assistance component, what does that look like?
Yeah, so the technical assistance, and I'll just give you an example of some of the things that have been done already. So we had that 5-week bidding academy where firms participated. We had about 35 firms participate, and they spent those weeks basically learning the ins and outs of biddings, things to look for, things to consider. And then they went through a mock bid as well. So they were able to go through and team up and present what their bid would be at the end of the 5-week session, and then see who ended up winning the mock bid. So it all culminated in that, but we had a lot of prime firms come in to talk about bidding and what they look for and what to consider. So it was very informative. And then we've also put on outreach events as well to do some networking, and then information like basically how to pitch yourselves. What does that look like? How can you grab someone's attention in 2 minutes as you're going through networking events? So just things like that that help really build your company, you know, starting from the basics all the way through the really technical components, and just making sure that your firm is ready to do business and you're ready to move to the next step.
Nelly, that's a huge value add for that program. And I love the 5-week bidding academy. We would definitely have to talk a little bit more about how that side of it went. So that's very exciting. And then there's another program, Capital Access.
Yes, the Capital Access program is probably one and two with the requested programs that our firms asked for. And, you know, we took the initial approach of attempting to lift up a program just for CBI. But we had the great fortune of being a part of something much bigger that the mayor of Charlotte put together, an equity fund. And millions of dollars, I mean millions, to the tune of the goal is now 2,000 loans in the next 4 years for small businesses, which include the CBI firms. So this is absolutely exciting. It's going to impact so many businesses, and we're really excited helping our certified firms be a part of this.
Yeah, that's really cool, because I know after COVID, a lot of cities and counties were implementing, you know, those grant funds. So having that opportunity to provide those businesses with access to capital is a big deal. And, you know, we're on the Government Coins podcast, so we also want to talk a little bit more about the purchasing and the procurement process. But before we get too deep into that, I wanted to ask, how many departments are within the city? And then what is the city's current budget?
Yeah, so the city has 20 departments. And I can tell you our current budget for fiscal year 24 is about $3.3 billion. That includes operational funds, of course, but also the capital improvement program. So it's a combination, but that is a huge budget. And there's, you know, a lot of room in there for purchases.
I love that. Oh, sorry, Stephen, you were saying.
No, I was just going to give you a sense of that $3+ billion, probably $1 billion to $1.5 billion is typically discretionary fund, where that presents opportunities for our vendors, usually through the goal setting on the multitude of projects that could be in the realm of construction, services. But just think what it's it take to run a city our size. So there's an abundance of opportunity. Give some more perspective. Our most recent report showed that we spent $193 million with our certified firm. So I'll say Charlotte is truly open for business.
Is such a that's great. Like it really is. And hearing the 3 billion, you could definitely start to see a lot of those funds are available, and it's so much going on in the midst of all of that. Can we talk a little bit about the procurement thresholds as well? So we talked about going out for bid at for opportunities. Can we talk about, key card purchases or any of those opportunities that may be available on that lower end where businesses can really just start to, kind of dip their toe in the water a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And I will say for P card purchases, we know, every city's different, but for us, our threshold for P card purchases is pretty low. So I think what we call informal spend, anything that's under $100,000, we typically target the $10,000 range to $100,000 range. And so we do have substantial opportunities in that range. And one of the great things, as Stephen was talking about having leadership support, our city manager had made the requirement that for spend in that range, we must have at least one quote from an MWSBE firm. So we have to get a total of three quotes. At least one of them needs to be from an MWSBE firm. So it's just another way to encourage participation at that level, especially because we know a lot of firms operate within that range of that dollar amount of work.
And in the midst of that, where can or how can small businesses identify where the money is being spent, or to determine, should they go to the departments first or come to procurement or business inclusion? Where can they go to do some background research, but also to start marketing and advertising their business to the city?
So one of the first places that we always recommend firms to go to is our Early Bird website. We have a website where it forecasts all of our department's upcoming work within the next 12 to 18 months. So you're able to see the project, a short summary, and a date as to when we anticipate that work coming out for solicitation. And then there's also contact information for the contract manager for each project. So that is always the first place I direct everyone because it's a great way to see what's coming up and also for your business to plan if you're intending to participate on those projects.
CharlotteOpenForBusiness.com and the early bird part. Wow. This is such a resource. Like I'm looking at it right now. Y'all definitely have to. I dropped the link in the chat. Like you have to click on this. This is such a resource. Okay, so the early bird program, and then the other question that I had was based around the process of doing business with the city.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say, in addition to Early Bird, reach out to us because we're a great resource as well. We can kind of give you all of the tools, the best way to try to get onto city work. So reach out to us anytime, any questions. If we don't have the answer, we'll direct you to the department that does. But the process essentially, we have a lot of training and outreach and one-on-one conversations with firms to talk about how to get involved in the procurement process. And so the city has a web page where the projects are listed as they come out. It updates daily, which is a great page to monitor. And that's kind of why early bird's important, because then you'll know when to go onto that page to see upcoming projects. But the other thing I always recommend is to, we utilize a portal called Bonfire. And most of our city departments put their solicitations out on Bonfire. We also have Aviation utilizes eBuilder, which is another portal. But with Bonfire, you're able to register your firm, make like a vendor profile, and put in the scopes of work and commodity codes that your firm performs work on. And then you'll receive updates whenever projects come out with those commodity codes listed. So this way, you're always in the know of when things are coming out. So you know, okay, this is available, we can participate on it. And so if it's construction, you're going to be looking at a bidding ITB for services. It's going to be either a request for proposals, RFP, or request for qualifications, RFQ. And those you'll be required to submit a proposal. And when the projects get posted on the city website and in Bonfire and on eBuilder, each project will have the full details of what it entails, what needs to be submitted, what criteria they're looking for. But then our projects are also list an opportunity for pre-proposal and pre-bid meetings. And so I always encourage firms to attend those if you're interested in the project or learning more about the project, because that's really a great opportunity to get more details around the project, around what's required for submission, and also to meet the project managers that are going to be in charge of the project. So I always encourage participation in those, and they're listed right on the website. When you click on the project you're interested in, all of that information is listed.
Nice. So I just found the link, and I'm dropping that one in the chat as well for eBuilder. So you can actually take a look at those, but they're all on the business inclusion page on the city of Charlotte. So the Charlotte Business Inclusion, all of those links are right there as well. So I just dropped the link to all of them. You can't say you don't have them. And then the other question that I have is, how can a business stay informed about what's going on at the city of Charlotte? Is there a newsletter, an event calendar? How do I stay informed in terms of what's going on and what's available for small businesses?
Yeah, that's a good question as well. All your questions are just spot on. And really, it allows us to kind of toot our horn in terms of our priority of outreach and engagement. You talk about a newsletter. We just hired a gentleman, Julius Edwards, who's leading that effort as far as putting a high impact newsletter that'll not only feature some of our success stories, but also communicate some of the important information related to opportunities, maybe highlight some of the folks to get in touch with. We have another woman on our team, Sonia Bowles, who is, I like to call her our trainer. We have a project in the works that we'll call CBI TV. That's going to be something that's video, that's going to allow people to engage by seeing interviews perhaps of some of our department directors or some of those liaisons that we talked about. But you know, we believe that, you know, in order for us to be the best that we can, we have to get out there. We have to connect with folks. And whether it's one-on-one, whether it's in a group setting, we believe that, you know, that is absolutely critical for folks to know who we are, what we do, and how it can benefit them.
And we also have an Eventbrite profile as well, where we post a lot of the events that we're putting on. And you just look for us, Charlotte Business Inclusion. And if you follow us, you'll get notified when we have new events coming up. And then we also have a calendar on our website at charlottebusinessinclusion.com.
Yeah, I'm going to look for the Eventbrite page. But before I back away from this conversation or the question, you mentioned the meetings and meeting people where they are. One thing that we didn't hit on is one-to-one meetings. Can we talk a little bit about that and what that process looks like?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few this week. Basically, you can just email us and request for some time on our calendar and we'll set it up. So usually it'll be virtual. Sometimes they're in person if we can get the calendars to work, our schedules to align, but you just have to reach out to us. I get emails all the time asking for one-on-one meetings. I get messages on LinkedIn as well. So yeah, we're always open to doing that. We schedule them all the time.
Okay, well, we'll definitely do that. Can you share information about how we can reach out to you? I know in the very beginning of this episode, Stephen gave us his phone number. So if you missed that, you can rewind it as well, just to make sure you're calling and reaching out as well. But can you share your email or any email that we can reach out to share more about our businesses or to just try to figure out where we fit in this big puzzle piece of the city of Charlotte.
Well,
Yeah.
I
Go ahead, Stephen.
no, I was going to say, I don't know if it makes sense for us to put our email and contact phone number in the chat. We can do that, especially for those who didn't capture the phone number, but I'll add mine.
And then we also have a general email box as well, cbi@charlottenc.gov. That might be the easiest one to remember, cbi@charlottenc.gov.
Just drop that one in the chat as well. So don't worry, you won't miss it. Perfect. Okay, I have Steven's information as well. I'm gonna go ahead and drop that one in the chat. In the meantime, is there any information that you would like to share with small business owners about being ready, willing, and able to take on contracting opportunities?
Well, I would say, again, I talked about us, our goal to be a nation's leading program. And we can put all the measures in place and think that, it's the right thing to do and it's right for our program. But sometimes there's something that we can get in the way of an ideal from our vendor community. And we ask you to, specifically reach out to us if you have thoughts and ideals, especially as it relates to your needs. Again, we're always working on improving the program. We call it CANI, constant and never ending improvement. And that's something that's very important to us. We have future state initiatives, one of which is something we call Link Up CLT, which is our mentor protege program. It'll support businesses across all lines, including construction and services. And then down the road, probably about 6 or 7 months, we're going to launch something we call CBI University. And we're really excited about that. That's going to be a capacity building program that supports our firms through learning and the right kind of learning. Our marketplace is very committed to supplier diversity. It's not just CBI. If you look across the city of Charlotte, there's several organizations that have programs, and it's our desire to partner with them to centralize all of that for the benefit of our firms and point them in the right direction. And to the extent we can, we want to tie their successes to city contracting. So we're super excited, but we can't do this without the MWSBE businesses. And so we want you to get plugged. We want you to get certified. And when you do get certified, this opens up a world of opportunities for you.
Yeah, and just take advantage of the resources that we have available. We have the bonding program that's out, and like I said, technical assistance component. If that's all you're looking for, we have that. You don't necessarily have to need bonding to participate. And just reaching out to us and asking your questions and letting us know what you're looking to do. This way, we can point you in the right direction so that you have a good starting place and you're not looking at a million different things trying to figure out what's best for you. We can help out in that area and help you figure that out.
I love that. I have some other notes. I'm so sorry. I promise, the last thing we talked about, a prompt payment. Is there any style of prompt payment programs that you all have available?
Yes, actually, the state of North Carolina has a prompt payment requirement. So,
Oh.
that's great because we enforce that. But it's basically if you're a subcontractor, the prime firm must pay you within 7 days after receiving payment from the city. But we also have a quick pay agreement as well that prime firms, general contractors can opt to utilize where you pay the subcontractors before you get paid by the city. And so we have a form available for that for our projects, and that's actually a criteria that we look for when we're looking at good faith efforts that are expended on the projects that we put out.
Wow, very nice. I'm constantly, I guess impressed by all of the things that are going on within the city, and it kind of feels like you literally thought of everything. So, I'm loving it. I'm excited to see what's coming next, and to just be involved. And thank you both again. So I'll probably be reaching back out because, as you mentioned, the program is constantly evolving. So we may need to get an update on what's going on with the city of Charlotte. But thank you both so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And trust me, you will have people reaching out to share information in the area about doing business with you all. So I'm excited about that.
Well,
Thank you so
Shafia,
much. Yes,
thank you so
absolutely.
much. Anytime.
Of course. All right. Until next time, we will see y'all later. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Listen, all of the links are actually in this chat. If you missed anything, be sure to go back. Share this interview as well with business owners that are in the area, that are in the city of Charlotte, that are thinking about moving and starting businesses in the city of Charlotte or Mecklenburg County in general. And until next time, I'll see y'all. All right. Peace.